Well, the Taft Theater is about to host perhaps one of the most unique entertainments we've seen in a while. That is the punk showbiz vaudeville band Nancy and Beth, featuring the vocal talents of Stephanie Hunt and Megan Mullally. And for those of you who just perked up yours and said, Megan Mullally, yes, that is Karen from Will and Grace. Joining me online right now is Stephanie Hunt, half of Nancy and Beth. Notice, and is capitalized. What's the story behind the capitalization?
Well, you know, it's less confusing because sometimes symbols can get lost in interpretation. So to just go ahead and make sure that there's an and fully written out is usually for the best.
Now, you and your partner, Megan Mullally, first met on an independent film. And I understand the creation of Nancy and Beth revolves around a ukulele and hot weather.
That is absolutely correct. We were sort of forced by the will of the heat of Texas summers into a car that had blaring AC. And at this time, I was always carrying around a ukulele and playing songs I had written and to keep the set as chill as possible. And Megan was interested in hearing one of them, and I played it for her in the car when she was about to drive to Oklahoma City. And I told her, here's how the song goes, but you're going to have to sing this one part because there's a round in it. So I basically put her to work right away and made her harmonize with me. And then we realized that our voices sounded really good together, and it was pretty easy and fun.
I understand joining us is the other half of the beautiful harmony, Megan Mullally. Hello, hi. Megan.
Hi there. Yeah, mother being the necessity of invention, we were forced to find a way to entertain ourselves in the shade.
Nancy and Beth cites itself as being a punk vaudeville showbiz band. How did you come to characterize yourselves as that?
Well, if you saw the band, if you come see the band play, we'll take suggestions in a suggestion box as to how else to characterize it. Cause it doesn't really fit into any normal genre names. But we also now have taken to calling it a traveling tent show, if that helps.
Well, and it's sort of like a music festival unto itself because, first of all, you two have such beautiful voices together, but you cover all different styles from blues to irreverent to classic country to downright raunchy.
Yes, that's true.
Having seen some of your videos and clips from your live shows, it's just amazing how easily you slide from one style to another and bring so much to them.
Oh, thanks. Well, I think we just pick songs that we like rather than it being from a particular genre or particular era. It's just that we love it.
And vocally, you are both so spot on. I mean, if you compare I Don't Love Her, which is a cover of a Gucci Mane song, with George Jones's country classic, He Stopped Loving Her Today, it's just amazing.
Well, that's part of the magic of the band, too, is that, you know, there is this age difference between Megan and I, and then also between the gap of the songs that we're choosing, but none of it matters.
Like, her parents played a lot of music in the house, and so I have a hard time stumping her. Like, I always think she's not going to know a song if it's a little bit older, but she always knows them.
In addition to your singing and your shows, you also do a lot of very exacting stylized choreography. And Megan, I understand that you are the choreographer for Nancy and Beth.
Yeah. It's funny because Stephanie hadn't had any real intense formal dance training or anything, but she's just taken like a duck to water. She picks up choreography really fast. We work in front of a mirror so that we can be exactly the same. She's gone from basically no dance when we started in about 2012 to now, like, tearing it up.
Megan has a really playful sensibility with all the songs. Sometimes she choreographs in her sleep, and she'll wake up from a dream and what we're going to do.
Well, I also understand, Megan, you're the brains behind the Snapchat video that you put together for I Don't Love Her.
Yeah, I got so excited about that idea. I thought, well, nobody shot a music video on their phones and Snapchat I know of. So I thought that would be a good way to do this Gucci Mane song that we do called I Don't Love Her. And so Stephanie and I, last year when we were out on tour, we just shooting little snaps, and it was right before they changed it. You could only shoot 10 seconds, and now they've changed it to like a minute or something. We shot everything in 10-second increments, and we would do as many different days as possible because the filters change every, like they'll be completely different like every other day pretty much. So we wanted to get, you know, the really good filters. So we did a lot of late nights after the shows and in the van on the way to shows. And we did like stopping at, you know, the 7-Eleven on the road. We shot some stuff and gas stations, and we just shot wherever we could and whenever we could.
I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Megan Mullally and Stephanie Hunt.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information on Nancy and Beth and their appearance on April 22nd at the Taft Theater Ballroom, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? Go free.